This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The date for Alfie Evans' life support to be pulled has been set by British courts, though Alfie's attorneys say the court is exercising undue haste and ignoring recent observations by his parents. There may be infighting among caregivers. Doctors promised to release Alfie to an Italian hospital and were quickly overridden by legal maneuvers in court. When Nebraska Senator Ben Sasse grilled Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg about the First Amendment, abortion, and censorship Tuesday, Zuckerberg agreed with the senator that pro-lifers should not be prohibited from sharing their views on Facebook. Nevertheless, Zuckerberg later admitted that the Facebook censorship pro-life groups face never happens to Planned Parenthood. This is Life News Radio. A culture of life is like a bright city on a hill. Just as people in 1890 might have had difficulty imagining today's cities, so it may be today in imagining a culture of life. But it starts with more than imagination. It starts with the moral commitment to offer the highest regard to the gift of God hidden within each human life. Let's become the culture of life. In other headlines, Governor Bill Haslam signed a bill directing Tennessee to seek a federal waiver to defund Planned Parenthood from its Medicaid program. This law permanently prioritizes local public health departments for Title X funds. In related news, Diane Black, the representative who ran the congressional investigation into abortion specimen marketing, is running for governor of Tennessee. And two abortions on a 13-year-old girl were allegedly not enough to prompt an Alabama abortion clinic to report, as legally mandated, likely abuse or even sex slavery. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.